The Tour de France heads into its final two stages this weekend. It's a very tight race, with no clear idea of who will win. This year's race was marred again by doping. Three riders were kicked out after positive drug tests. Today's stage was 103 miles across a fairly flat stretch in the center of France, and we've reached Phil Liggett, just outside where today's stage ended, in Montluçon. He's cycling commentator on the Versus television network. Welcome to the program, Phil.
Lovely to be with you.
Going into this weekend's final two stages, the number one leader in the overall standings wearing the yellow jersey is Carlos Sastre of Spain, but he does not have this locked up. Who's he looking over his shoulder at?
No, he doesn't. I think Carlos knew he had to get a big lead in the mountains, which ended a couple of days ago in the Alps, and I think ideally he would have liked 2 minutes. He didn't get 2 minutes. He got 1:34. Now, Cadel Evans is not as good a climber as Carlos. That's why he used his advantages in the Alps. But Cadel Evans is a very good lone rider against the watch. We call it the race of truth, the time trial. Now, by tradition, the penultimate day of the Tour is a time trial. It's 53 kilometres long, about 32 miles. And 1:34 is quite possible to recoup with a rider of the ability of Cadel Evans. So we've got to wait and see. But it's by far from certain which one of those two will win.
Cadel Evans is Australian, came to road racing from mountain biking, right?
Yes, he did. He was a brilliant mountain biker. He stayed as a mountain biker with a very lucrative contract until the year 2000 because of the Sydney Olympic Games in his own country. He wanted to win a gold medal. 7 weeks before the Olympics, he broke his collarbone. He rode the Olympics, but he didn't ride well. He didn't medal. So he started road racing, which is what many people had advised him to do. He went straight to the top of road racing, and his Tour de France have always indicated one day he could win it. He was second last year. He's finished eighth the year before. And he said, I like to improve every year. Well, the only way he can improve now is to be first. No Australian's ever won the Tour.
You said today in your commentary on Versus, you said that the time trial tomorrow, this is the race against the clock, one rider at a time, that it could be one of the greatest time trials of all time.
Yes, it could, because there's also it's not just the race for the yellow jersey, which I think is between those two riders, but there's a very good race for the young American, well, not young anymore, but Christian Van der Velde, the American from Chicago, who has completely surprised all of us. He's been up into third place in this race, where he held that for 2 weeks. Now he's lying sixth, but he is a very good time trial rider, and he could, on a great day, finish the Tour de France in fourth or fifth position, which is an outstanding result for him.
Phil, it seems it wouldn't be a Tour de France these days if we're not talking about doping. And this year, of course, we saw cyclists taken away in handcuffs, a whole team that dropped out after their leader was kicked out of the race. Seen a lot of sponsors that have dropped away because of all this. Do you think the Tour de France can get rid of this taint?
Well, it's an every sport. Don't let us fool ourselves. Cycling's doing a lot more than other sports to bring it in the public eye, because the only way you stop it is to go for it by the throat. And that's what the organisers, the riders themselves, in fairness, and the big teams, and the world governing body, they've all combined.
Well, what do you think the Tour can do, and the sponsors and the organizers, to give confidence back to this sport and give confidence back to fans?
No more than what they're doing now. It's not the sport of cycling that's at fault. It's the individuals, some individuals within that sport of cycling. And so they are doing what they can. The riders themselves are forming clean teams. They're signing agreements with the managers, with the sponsors. It's not all bad news, but I don't think the sport can do any more to clean up its act than it's already doing.
Phil Liggett, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Phil Liggett speaking with us from Montluçon, France, where he is cycling commentator for the Tour de France on the Versus television network.